Good evening, good evening. Happy holidays, season's greetings, and of course, finally, Merry Christmas to you. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of our Daily Bread. We welcome you here. Let me say thank you for taking a little time out of this busy holiday season to listen in to our series entitled The Daily Bread. It's going on almost three plus years, I believe, since we started this, since the Lord instructed Pastor Jesse to start this. Amen. And those of you that continue to listen in, we want to say thank you so much. We appreciate you and your faithfulness to First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Happy holidays. Again, we know this is a busy time of year with everyone. So for those of you listening in, we say thank you for taking some time out to be with us here. Amen. I will try not to take up too much of your time. Amen. Before we start this evening's small devotional that I have for you, if you are new around here, as always, we welcome you. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. And I always say we have to do our part. Amen. We have to make that confession. We have to do that part. And ultimately, God will already do His part. Amen. But we have a part to play in that confession. Amen. And sometimes we might say it and not really understand it. Amen. But if we say it and we get into our word, we get into our devotionals, we spend time with the Lord on a daily basis, amen, then we are going to reap the benefits, which is what? Our lives being changed by the Word of God, amen? And of course, each and every one of you that continue to be faithful, especially our mail-in supporters, amen, those that stay connected with you, we also say thank you very much. Amen. You are a blessing. Amen. And we never want to miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of you for staying connected with First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. If you don't already know, of course, we have returned to in-person services, which we have every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. And any of the information that you need is found on our website that you are listening through. Amen. But if you do not reside anywhere near us, amen, you can always tune in every Sunday evening. We post our Sunday morning service on YouTube, and you can find us at FHK, or I should say, FHK Church Video. FHK Church Video on YouTube, and that'll take you to our page, and you can click on the most recent sermon, or you can scroll back down, amen, to the messages that we have been posting, amen. And if you are on Instagram, amen, we post a post every Monday to get your work week off, amen, on a good foot, on a good note. And then throughout the week, we do a small picture in our story section of the Instagram, just to give you that daily Bible verse or some daily encouragement, amen. And our Instagram is fhkfc.insta. fhkfc.insta is our Instagram, amen. So if you're on Instagram, give us a follow, amen. Give us a like, amen. Drop us a comment, amen. All those things, same with YouTube. If you're on YouTube, amen, subscribe to our channel. Give those videos a thumbs up, amen. Hit the notification bell. That way, every time we drop a video, you will be notified, Amen. Now, with all of that said, amen, let's get into this small devotional that I have for you. Amen. And I just want to make a quick little thing before I jump into the small devotional that I have for you. Amen. I always say it this time of season. Amen. For some, like myself, amen, this is my favorite season, or I should say my favorite holiday season. Amen. I have nothing but good memories around the holiday season. Amen. I remember we moved around quite a bit when I was little. It wasn't until I was about 7 that we moved into a big house in Chino. Amen. We were kind of the odd ones out. All of our family resided in Orange County, and here we moved out to this German farm area called Chino Hills. Amen. But I remember every Christmas we would spend it at my grandma's, who lived in Anaheim. And to this day, her house and my grandpa's house is still there in the same spot. Amen. But I just remember we would have Christmas at our house, and then everyone would go to grandma's for Christmas. So even the happy moments that I can reflect on, back on for the holidays, you know, some folks, it's a tough part of the season for them. Amen. They might have lost a loved one. Amen. Something bad might have happened around the holidays. So it's one of those things where every year that loss or that trauma or that pain resurfaces. Amen. So just be aware, be sensitive to those around you. Amen. Just be there, be encouraging, be loving, be compassionate. Amen. Be sensitive. Amen. Just be the true light this season. Amen. And that we know everyone gets busy, you know, and decorations and presents, the hustle and bustle of the holiday. Amen. We understand all that. But at the end of the day, we don't want to forget the real reason we celebrate this holiday season, which is Jesus was born. Amen. So with that said, that kind of ties in with what I would like to share with you this Wednesday evening. Amen. The small devotional that I have for you is entitled The Seed. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to give you, one of the scriptures that I would like to give you, is found in Jeremiah 31:32. Amen. You can write that down and maybe look that up later, or if you're following along, open your Bible to that. It says, "For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth." It says, "A woman shall compass a man." A woman shall compass a man. Amen. That was Jeremiah 31:32. Amen. Now, it says Adam was created. Did you catch that? It says Adam was created. Amen. The rest of the human race was generated by natural processes. Amen. The rest of the human race was generated by natural processes. It says if Jesus had been born by natural generation, he would have been a fallen spirit. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, if he had been born by natural generation, he would have been fallen. He would have been a fallen spirit. He would have been a fallen spirit. Amen. Did you catch that? Now, the next scripture I'm going to give you that you can jot down or turn to is found in Romans 5:12. Amen. It says, but Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, wherefore, as by one man, that one man being Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen? In other words, we have all sinned, and we are all sinners. Amen? Now, it says man is subject to death, to the devil. Thus, man's seed could only produce another fallen man. Did you catch that? I'll say that a little bit slower. It says, man is subject to death, to the devil. Thus, man's seed could only produce another fallen man. It says, therefore, the Redeemer could not be subject to death. The promised seed had to be one over whom Satan had no legal claim or authority. Did you catch that? It says, the promised seed had to be one over whom Satan had no legal claim or authority. It says he had to be brought forth by a special act of divine power. He had to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. It says the words God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah could be translated literally as, a woman shall encompass a man-child. The womb of the virgin was simply the receptacle of the holy seed until he was brought forth. Amen? In other words, Mary was just the holder of the holy seed that the Holy Spirit planted in her. Amen? Now, make this confession with me this evening. Say, thank you, Father, for your great plan of redemption. Say, I am so glad that you created a new thing in the earth. And finally, say, I am so glad that you sent forth the holy seed to redeem us. Amen? You might be thinking, okay, that's a little confusing, Andrew. But just to put a small recap, amen? That the only way we could be saved, the only way we could get out of the grip that Satan had hold of this world, amen, was through the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, their plan, what? To save us, amen? To save us. And how was that possible? With the Holy Spirit, the Holy Seed planted in the Virgin Mary, and Jesus is born. Amen? Jesus' birth. Amen? A woman shall encompass a man-child. Amen? The womb of the Virgin was simply the receptacle of the Holy Seed until he was brought forth. Amen? So I know we get caught up in the holiday hustle and bustle and our lists, and we have to buy presents for this person, and we gotta buy presents for that person. Amen. We gotta go to this family event. We gotta spend the morning at the in-laws, and then we have to spend the day at the other. You know, we understand all that. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with all of that. But at the end of the day, let's not forget that Jesus was born. Amen. Why? To save each and every one of us from our sins. Amen. To save us. Amen. To pull us out of Satan's grip, so to speak. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this devotional this evening entitled The Seed. Amen. For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Amen. And who did that man turn into? None other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, with that said, I always encourage you with these words. Amen. That when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Never forget God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. Even through this busy holiday season. Amen. It seems like we're already rushing through this month of December. Amen. It's like Christmas is already around the corner. Amen. And before you know it, we will find ourselves in a brand new year, in a brand new month of January. Amen. But keep your focus on our Heavenly Father. Amen. Continue to pray Psalms 91. Amen. Continue to make your confession God safeguard our household. Amen. Psalms 91 and God safeguard our household prayer cards. Amen. Those are so important to have with us, especially in the times that we are in. Amen. And if you find yourself saying, well, Andrew, I don't have the safeguard my household. Well, get a hold of us on our website. Amen. There's a little section where you can submit a prayer request or give us a praise report or just jot a small note down with your address. Say, could you please send me a God safeguard my household prayer card? And we will get one out to you. Amen. So with that said, amen. Have a blessed rest of your week. Amen. Be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, especially now in the times that we are living. Amen. And if you are in the area, we want to invite you to our Sunday service this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. You are welcome to join us. You're always invited. The door is always open. You are always welcome to come be a part of our worship service. Amen. So with that said, have a blessed rest of your week. If you reside here in Texas, stay warm. Amen. Stay dry. I know they're forecasting some rain this Friday. It's supposed to be chilly on Saturday. So be bundled up. Stay warm. Stay cozy. Amen. And we will see you right back here next Wednesday for another edition of our Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. Merry Christmas, everyone. We will see you this Sunday at the Baca Center. Have a blessed week.